My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, is there somebody new writing for Belinda now that Davin is working for the FBI? Listen and enjoy.
When we last left off with my lovely girlfriend, Belinda, it was March 26th of 2013.
Wow.
Yeah, I've been doing this for a while. And I had revealed to her that I was indeed working with the FBI.
Yes.
And that I was doing, because of all my work with fighting scammers.
Yes.
And my research, which I was doing on my own free time. But the FBI actually pulled me over when I was coming home from a comedy gig at a gas station. And Joe surmised I was wearing my cowboy hat at the time. And
probably correctly.
And I kind of hit Belinda with the double-edged thing that, you know, this is actually good news. Because if I do good work, I'm going to get paid really well. And then I'll have the money to either come to Ghana or you can come to me. And we can bring you and your daughter back. So if you could help me, I just need you to be honest. You know, if your family's involved. So there's money, there's this, that, the other. So that's where we were. You guys were pretty impressed with how well she responded to. Rather unfazed, I believe you thought.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, sell out your family and you can come be with me. Hmm.
No, no. She says that her family's not engaged in scamming.
I know.
My whole thing was is that they deal with this all the time. And maybe it doesn't really faze them.
Yeah, Joe kind of felt that they didn't think I was part of the FBI. That they were kind of calling my bluff on that.
They're just like, yeah, okay.
And my argument was, I've proved every other nonsense in their mind. Why not this?
So let's go with that. And it just, why aren't they fazed?
She's a cool customer. Or she's got nothing to hide. She's got nothing to hide. Do your thing, my friend. Get that money. We're going to be together. I got nothing to hide. My family's clean.
Yeah.
She could be. Could. Mavis,
benefit of the doubt.
Mavis, Joe's girlfriend, has admitted to these things and then said she didn't do it and then admitted again. But, you know, we don't know.
She could be clean. Not enough bleach in the world.
Mm. March 29th, so 3 days have passed. I remember the last time, the 5 days
like
have passed.
Four or five, yeah.
So I'm not getting the conversations on such a regular basis now.
You're not getting the love.
Not getting the love.
Because somebody's in Ghana going, nah.
Which is the official language of Ghana.
Yeah.
Yes.
March 29th, she says, Happy Easter. Well, it wasn't Easter, but she said Happy Easter.
Yeah, jingle bells.
Yeah. Are you Greek Orthodox or something?
Why not? She's tried everything else. I say, Happy Easter, how are you? She says she's fine and asks about me. I go, been better living, as they say. She says, good to know. I go, good to know that I am living? Well, otherwise, it is a ghost using my Facebook, or my Facebook is being hacked. What have you been doing these past few days? She goes, nothing interesting, just been with Granny and Kasha. So I ask her how she is, how they are, excuse me, I ask them how they are. She goes, they are fine by the grace of God. I go, that's good. I tell her she seems busy. She says she's not, just lying on the floor and talking to her daughter.
Mm-hmm. For 3 days.
Daughter is quite the talkative chick.
Mm.
I go, cool, I thought I was going to talk to you on Wednesday. Guess you had other things going on. She says, don't have anything going on, but not everyone can afford the luxury of the internet every day.
Did she say that?
Yeah.
Huh, sounds like someone's a little jealous.
Jealous, dropping a hint,
mm-hmm.
Matter of fact. I mean, it certainly says.
That, no, it's A or B.
You know
what,
though? You want to know something, though? The whole, I can't afford the internet, or I got to go to the cafe, or the luxury of the internet, that crops up every month or so.
This
it does. It's a recurring thing. It's not like a shocker.
No, it's not.
No.
She says, but I say, I hear you. That was my, I hear you. I go, you know I'm working on that, but my temper tends to get in the way sometimes. She goes, I hear you. I guess your temper is stronger than your will. I go, if you think that, then you do not know me at all.
Wow.
She goes, I'm just rephrasing what you said. If your temper gets in the way when you want to do something, then what is it? I go, my temper gets in the way when I or people I care about are treated like crap or disrespect. Most of the time, I am mellow, though my stress is going through the roof. She goes, I hear you.
Ah, so you said I hear you, so she's been parroting this back at you, like, sarcastically.
I got to tell you, you know, in these days when I'm not seeing her,
yes.
I'm missing her. I'm missing talking to my pal.
Yeah.
Wondering what the hell's going on. And this is not a very nice how do you do.
Yeah, but and the thing is, you brought up parroting, but parroting like sarcastically or parroting like, yep, I guess so. Like, you know, she's trying to cover her tracks.
No,
or she's being very cautious.
I don't know if it's his reading of it, but
it
I'm hearing sarcasm.
You.
Yeah, but you said that, and that's kind of a...
I don't know how, what I hear
let's,
you she meant.
Yeah, okay.
Let's say that you were booking a room, okay?
Hard to imagine.
And then and I...
Does the mic go out?
No. You were booking a room, and then you're not booking the room anymore. But let's say now I'm booking. I stole the room for you. And you're like...
How dare you?
Yeah. Why not? And you go, and I had a show Thursday. How you work Thursday? Yeah, yeah. How was the show? Really went good. Went good. You have guys? Yeah, we had a couple of guys. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know what you're saying. I gotta be honest.
Well, I'm covering my tracks, and I'm trying to gloss over the situation you're bringing up.
I don't know what I'm saying?
Just being matter of fact and
just
light.
Just being matter of fact about how did the show? Oh, it was good. Yeah, we had good. Was it a good crowd? Yeah, we had. You know something's up. I know that he knows I took the room, and he's like, so how did it go? Oh, my God. You know, I'm glossing over the fact, trying to get past it.
Yeah,
I think that's what she's doing here.
I'm not thrilled with this.
No.
I go. I'm just sick of jerks wasting my time. She goes, and what does that mean? I go, what do you mean? Or what do you mean? What do you not understand about that sentence? She goes, who are the jerks and who is wasting your time? I go, a lot of people. She goes, like? I go, people in my business, people in my personal life. This is from like last March. I don't remember what was going on, but clearly I'm letting really what's going on in my life seep into this conversation with this person who I've spent all this time chatting with.
Joe and I both check our calendar books to see when we do.
No, I can last March around that 12th. Well, I don't know. I don't know about how everything's going there, but, you know, there's somebody in my hut that might be getting thrown out. I don't know.
You know what? Yeah. I didn't think about that when I was going over this tonight. But you know what? It's right around that time frame,
yeah,
Joe.
Yeah.
You certainly were a royal pain in my ass. I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. It's like, what?
How's the family? Good. Somebody of mine might be leaving.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.